There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, July 1st edition. And it is loaded. Absolutely loaded. We have 10 games early, 7 games late, 2 doubleheaders to navigate through, tons and tons of action. Hope everybody had a good Friday as they get into their potential holiday weekend. Interesting action last night, to say the least. Some things went the way they're supposed to, some just make you scratch your heads. Tis baseball. It's a crazy thing. Folty almost gets the no-no. So many other things that just made you wonder. Well, today, let's take a quick look at the weather, and then we'll get into this. It's going to be deep, and I'll try to keep this as quick as possible. But you know me, I like to get long-winded. Cleveland-Detroit, winds blowing out to left in Game 1. Rain doesn't look too bad in that one. You got Tampa Bay-Baltimore, chances of rain there, but it looks like it clears up through the night, so maybe a late start. That'd be a fun one to get in. Giants-Pirates, wind blowing out hard to left. Chad Kuhl on the mound in that one, and Matt Moore. Oh, boy. Braves-A's, wind blowing out to left. No problems there. As you go down, slight chances of rain in Cincinnati, but doesn't look too bad. Philadelphia at the Mets, wind blowing out to left center. There's 40 to 50% chance of rain in that one, so keep an eye on Phillies-Mets. That was one with two kind of gamble GPP pitchers, but also great hitting upside in that matchup. As you continue to scroll down the weather, everything else looks pretty darn good. The evening slate looks nice and clean outside of those. Let's get your totals real quick. And da-da-da. I got Red Sox, Blue Jays, 8.5. Rangers, White Sox, 9.5. Waiting on Minnesota, Kansas City, because they're one of the doubleheaders. And I'm waiting on Detroit and Cleveland as well. Tampa Bay, Baltimore at 11. That is insane. We're not even... Yeah, that's crazy. Giants, Pirates, 9.5. You think that would be the 11. Braves, A's, 9. Marlins, Brewers are waiting there because Tom Kohler comes off the DL. Cubs, Reds, 11. Butler versus Jackson Stevens coming up from the minors, making a spot, or out of the bullpen, actually. Yeah. Hopefully the Cubs can wake the hell up today. Phillies, Mets, 9.5. Told you I'm waiting on Indians, Tigers. Game 2's Tomlin, Sanchez. That's what we wanted last night. So boy, oh boy, oh boy, will we be attacking that. Because Carrasco is supposed to be game one today, but since everything switched, or supposed to be the night game, everything switched around. Carrasco's pitching game 1. So DraftKings has the Tigers priced like they're facing Carrasco, but they're facing Tomlin. So, yeah, Carrasco's pitching game 2. Tomlin got moved up to game 1 because of the rainout last night. So we got the Tigers priced at Carrasco prices versus Tomlin. Yes. Yankees, Astros, 9.5. Nationals, Cardinals, 9. Mariners, Angels, 9. Waiting on the Dodgers, Padres as Dylan Overton is making the spot start for the Padres and should be pitching batting practice to the Doyers. And Rockies, D-backs, 8.5. So, yeah, more offense to target tonight, as usual. Let's get into your 10-game early slate. We lead things off with the one and only Christopher Sale, 13,500. The big dogs have been pitching great this week. And I'm trying not to jinx it, but Sale's been great, 30-plus points in three straight starts. He has had some hiccups. I told you he's been giving up runs. He's given up three earned in two of his last four. He's given up a homer his last start, two homers prior to that. He's not a big home run guy, of course, but he does have the strikeouts, 9, 10, and 10 in his last three. He's thrown 108 and then 110, 110, 110 pitches. He's basically as reliable as they come, seven or more innings in three of his last four. You love Chris Sale. He has been getting hit a little bit more. He's still second best the last 30 days on barrel fib, getting barreled 2.9% of the time. But as you know, that's gone up. It's like doubled, if not more than doubled, since earlier in the year. His K percentage in the last 30 days is 32.61%. The guy is a freak. I know I'm talking more than I need to on him. You got swinging strike rate of 16%, facing a Toronto Blue Jays team who is scuffling at the plate. 399 total, lowest on the day slate. Lefties 253, righties 271. The Jays have okay power versus lefties, so if you want to be, you know, contrarian, more power to you. It's a good hitting ballpark. But on this slate, Sale is definitely the number one choice. If you want to pivot off of Sale, I really, really, really like Jose Berrios at $11,300. Little rocky start at Boston his last time out. He gave up runs early, but he showed some big, big things for me, for a young pitcher, a guy that struggled last year. After the rocky first inning, he still grinded his way through 6 1/3 and got 7 Ks for 14.3 points. A lot of guys his age and guys that struggled last year would have literally just gotten shellacked after that first inning. But he showed so much composure, and just the kid's good. He's proven he's finally the guy we hoped he'd be. And prior to the last little hiccup at Boston, at home against the White Sox, 31. At home against Seattle, 26.4. At the Giants, 22. 16-1, and then 22-7, 43, 24.9. The kid has been outstanding. He is facing a Kansas City team. This is game one of the doubleheaders. So another thing with the two doubleheaders today, check lineups because they might sit veterans or sit catchers. Lineups will be a little different for both games, which might make certain pitchers more intriguing than others throughout the day. So that's one thing for sure. But Berrios, regardless, I like a ton. He's got a K percentage of 25.2. The Royals strike out 21.2% of the time versus righties. Swinging strike rate at 10.5. Ground ball rate of almost 45%. Hard contact rate extremely low. Lot to like about Berrios. And I will be attacking this on the slate. Kansas City is on my radar. Definitely on my radar tonight. Lefties do hit Berrios okay, but like even last night against Urban Santana, there's only three lefties in Gordon, Hosmer, and Moustakas. Now, Hosmer and Moustakas both went deep yesterday. Berrios, I like him much more than Urban Santana. I hate to burst the bubble to people, but king of the bad bimp, it's finally hitting them as ERA is over three. So, yeah, Urban Santana, everybody. This is why I said forever I can't pitch him. It's starting to slowly turn its ugly head. So your top tier, Sale, Berrios. If you don't want to pay for Sale, I love Berrios. I love him, but Sale is definitely worth it if you can afford it. With the cheap Detroit bats and some other stuff we'll get into later, you can do Sale, Berrios together. If you really want to gamble and not look at the high price bats, you can make Sale, Berrios work. As you go down to the mid tier, Zach Wheeler is a gamble. His last two starts have been ugly. There's no hiding that. He's gone 2 innings and 7 earned in his last start, 1 2/3, and 8 earned in his start before that. It was at the Dodgers, at home against the Cubs. Prior to that, he's pretty darn solid. He's GPP only, just for the fact he's facing the Phillies, who really, really struggle versus right-handed pitching. One of the worst in all of baseball. They're in the bottom five in WOBA, ISO, and weighted runs created plus against righties. They strike out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Wheeler strikes out about 21% of the batters he faces, ground ball rate of 45%. It's dicey just by the way he's pitched of late. If he's fixed it, it's a really solid play. 4.37 total is third lowest on the day slate. Lefties 3.67, righties 3.29, but you're facing a Phillies team with, like I said, the low WOBAs, ISOs. They're one of the worst in all baseball versus righties. By no means is Wheeler Jacob DeGrom, but DeGrom made that look silly last night. Just filthy stuff. So if you want to roll the dice and hope the Phillies stay asleep, Wheeler at 77 can be some nice upside 15-plus point type performance, which if you listen to the rest of the pitching today, there ain't much to like. You got Jarrell Cotton bouncing back at $7,400 at home against the Atlanta Braves. Sonny Gray was phenomenal last night, as I was hoping for. He was really, really good, but they just couldn't get him any run support because Folty was pitching out of his mind. The Braves strike out about 20% of the time versus righties. Cotton strikes out about 20% of the batters he faces. Hard contact's been Jarrell's problem. Other than that, he's been pretty darn good. Facing a Braves team with the second lowest total on the day, slate of 429, lefties 293, righties 320 in that nice pitcher-friendly ballpark. Jarrell Cotton, it's like it's a walk and just location thing with him. If he's not walking guys and he's snapping his pitches off, he's really, really good. He's just been inconsistent this year. But 74 at home against the Braves on this ugly pitching slate, he's definitely worth a target. And then Dylan Bundy, 71 at home against Tampa Bay. It's risk-reward. Bundy is 7th worst the last 30 days in barrel FIP, getting barreled almost 6% of the time, but he has continually increased his K rate from the start of the year. He's up to 20.34%, and he's facing a Tampa Bay team that he struck out 7 times in his last start over a, seven times in 7 innings pitch, giving up 3 earned. Oh, he had 8 Ks against him and 3 earned. He had 24.4 points. It's the risk-reward. They're going to hit the ball, so he's going to give up some runs. But if you get those Ks, like, it's well worth it at $7,100. Bundy's a sneaky play if he gets it right. His swinging strike rate's all the way up to 10.2%. He's definitely making that work. Tampa Bay has a high team total of 535, but even Tillman only gave up 2 runs in 5 innings against him yesterday. It's just Tampa's either going to blow up or they're going to strike out a ton and make your pitcher have some value. And we're going to, and the GPP, Bundy is that option. So in your middle tier, I go Cotton, Bundy, Wheeler, but Bundy and Cotton are kind of close because they're all massive gambles. Nothing too happy with any of those. And when you look at your punts, you're looking at R.A. Dickey at the Oakland A's. Dickey has actually been really, really good of late. I've used him his last couple starts after scuffling, but 3 of his last 4 starts, 26 or more points. 26.2, 28.8, hit a 1.9 at Washington, and then 32. That's Philly, Giants, and Milwaukee. He has pitched much better at home. That's your caveat, 3.3 ERA at home, 6.88 on the road. So buyer beware on that one. But he's facing Oakland, and I'm grasping at straws when it comes to punts today. But one thing with the knuckleballer, Oakland is such a young team, you really have to sit back and think how many knuckleballers have they faced. If Dickey's knuckles snapping off, there's potential for some huge upside. With a team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and Dickey's got a ground ball rate of 49% and a hard contact rate of only 29.1, we know the A's have tremendous power, so that is terrifying, no doubt about it. They have a 4.71 total. There's a lot to be terrified about facing the A's, but as a punt play, there is a lot of upside with R.A. Dickey today. So if you want to take that gamble, I'd almost, as goofy as it sounds, I'd almost gamble on Dickey more than those 3 guys in the $7,000 range, to tell you the truth, just because I think they all have the same kind of upside. Dickey's got really good upside. Not saying don't use the $7,000 guys because they're really, really good, but Dickey's got a good matchup there. The other guy is, you're going to want to kill me, but Derek Holland at home against the Chicago White Sox. He's been really good at home. 2.31 ERA, 17.5 DraftKings points in 6 starts, 9 road starts. He has a 5.70 ERA, averaging 9.6 DraftKings points. It's really weird. Some of these pitchers, just what they do. And Holland is, where'd he go? He's facing a Texas team that strikes out almost 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So at $6,100, if he gets up 3 or 4 runs but can get us 5 or 6 innings of 6-plus strikeouts at that price tag, you're going to be okay. He strikes out a little over 19% he faces. Hard contacts and home runs are a concern, and you're facing Texas, which is not cool. But also with the Rangers, 4.76 total. It's like a little over middle of the pack today. Lefties hitting 251. They have a lot of lefties in that lineup. Righties 362. They have a really, really bad wOBA of 292 versus lefties and an average ISO of 148. A low runs weighted runs created plus versus lefties. It's an interesting play because we know Holland can implode. We've seen Holland throw gems, and this could be that day. Like, literally, with as much crappy pitching as there is on this slate, Holland has a good matchup if you just look at stats-wise and the way he's pitched at home It's an intriguing play. It's risky. We know Holland could blow up at a moment's notice, but so can Dickey, so can Bundy, so can Cotton, so can Wheeler. So all five of these pitchers have tremendous blow-up ability, but all have upside in their matchups. So if you want to save money and roll the dice, you go with Dickey and Holland. If you want to go with quote-unquote more secure pitchers, you go into the $7,000 range. Those are your options there in the middle. I go Dickey over Holland in the 6K range. So I got Sale, Berrios up top in that order. In the middle, I got Cotton, Bundy, Wheeler. And on the bottom, I got Dickey, Holland. Pitching is not the best, as I mentioned. But you know what that does mean? We have bats for days. So let's get at them. The catcher's position. You got Posey at 44 versus Chad Kuhl. You could use Kuhl, but the Giants do have some lefties in that lineup. It's like 50-50 lefties, righties. So Kuhl's been pitching really well. I'll stay away because the Giants' bats, they blew up last night, and they've been kind of hot overall this week. They've actually put up some runs, surprisingly, like not crazy hot, but they put up runs. So I'm not going to go with Kuhl. I've mentioned him in past games. I just don't feel it today. You got Posey at 44, Contreras at 4K. He let us down last night in another good matchup against Stevens. Just to give you a little info on Stevens, Jackson Stevens coming out of the bullpen. He's getting called up. He's been a relief pitcher. He has a 4.97 ERA with 60 Ks, 33 walks, and 76 innings at AAA. So he's a prospect, one of their bigger prospects, but he's struggled in AAA, and he has to face the Cubs in Great American Small Park. So Contreras at 4K is intriguing. Manny Pena, after Vogt went double dong last night, I'm guessing Pena gets to start today against Tom Kohler at 37. He is definitely worth a look against Kohler in that one. Travis d'Arnaud at 37 versus Hellboy. I thought I had Hellickson written down. I must have stayed away from him. Hellickson, he's pitched really well his last two starts. Not a big strikeout guy, and the Mets are on fire, so I stayed away from him. But he's another gamble if you want it. Robinson Chirinos, 3,600 versus Holland. Chirinos in the lineup, that is tremendous power upside versus Derek Holland. As much as I like Holland to pitch a decent game, he's going to give up runs, and he might give up home runs, and Chirinos could definitely be that guy. JT Realmuto, 12-point game last night. He hits righties really well, 36 versus Zach Davies. I like Realmuto quite a bit. Steven Vogt, if Pena's not starting, Vogt's 3,400. People will probably run to him after last night. I was all over him if you listened yesterday. Those Milwaukee catchers are both really good hitting catchers. Alex Avila, here you go, folks. Detroit pricing because they thought it was Carrasco, but it's Mr. Tomlin. Avila is only $3,400. Detroit should be 50% plus owned, and it's hard to stay away. It really, really is. You have to have Detroit, but they're going to be so high owned, I hope you do more than one lineup just in case. But Avila at 34 is outstanding. One of the guys with the most hard contact rate versus right-handed pitching in all of baseball. Detroit as a team is the best team against right-handed pitching. I saw a bunch of tweets yesterday. Sammy Reed had some. Josh Cole had some. They have over 42% hard contact rate versus right-handed pitching as a team, which is just insane. The next closest team is like 37%. They are just crushing right-handed pitching. And they're a right-handed heavy lineup, which really confuses people. So Alex Avila, 3,400. You go down the list, you know, Elias Diaz at 32 versus Matt Moore is a sneaky play. He'll be super low-owned because people go to Avila and stuff. Elias Diaz is in a good spot versus Moore. I mentioned the wind's blowing out hard to left in Pittsburgh. As you continue to go down, you know, Jason Castro at 3K versus the youngster Farrell for Kansas City in that doubleheader. Make sure you got to check these lineups again. Bruce Maxwell, he's 3K. He's a tremendous hitter, but I told you it's always all or nothing. Last couple times have been nothing, but he's a punt catcher. Chris Jimenez, if he started at 29 for Minnesota, so the Minnesota catchers are both value if you need to go that direction. I can get behind it. As you continue to go down, you know, Yan Gomes, $2,700 versus Anibal Sanchez has upside. James McCann at 27 versus Tomlin. If you want to really punt and if you don't want to pay for Avila, James McCann has upside. My man, my punt, Kevin Smith of the White Sox against the lefty Cole Hamels at 2,500. He's averaging 5.1 points in his last 10 games. He's been a punt. He's like around 2,500 every game, 2,800, whatever. He had 11 points last night, 10 points two games ago. The guy's got upside. He's hit like over 400, I think, his last 10 or 12 games. And it's crazy. They've been using him as a DH lately. They let Navarez catch. So that's how much they like his bat in the lineup right now. So Kevin Smith, 2,500, has value versus Cole Hamels. Quick dive at Cole real quick. White Sox have a 4.74 total. Lefties, 2.58, but righties, 3.17. We know the White Sox can hit lefties really, really well. So Kevin Smith, they've been hitting him around 5th or 6th, maybe more like 6th, and he's only 2,500 bucks. And last but not least, you know, I did say Omar Narváez. He's 2,100 versus Hamels, but he's a lefty, so I doubt he cracks the lineup. Smith might actually catch instead of DH today. Something to keep an eye on in that one. So there's some interesting catchers, some nice ones at the top. You got a Vila in the middle, and then some value down below with our boy Smith and company. First base, Joey Votto, 5,400 versus Eddie Butler is a great play today. Votto, I love Votto, period, but in that ballpark is amazing. Rizzo at 53, just as good. The Cubs laid a gigantic goose egg, but they're another phenomenal matchup in that ballpark. I mentioned earlier the total in that game is just asinine. It's 11. 11 total. So, Reds, Cubs, folks, you get their bats in play. There's a couple 11s on the early slate. You got Encarnacion, 47 versus Anibal Sanchez. He's definitely worth a look. Lomo, 45 versus Bundy is in play. He struggled yesterday, but that's Lomo. He's going to strike out. He's not a big average guy, but he's got power. Hanram's been swinging it better. Really good of late. He's 4,300 bucks. His lefties well facing Lariano. Hanram back-to-back games with 12 and 18 points after taking a couple days off to, you know, get over his cough or whatever the hell he was doing. So Hanram at 43 is sneaky versus Lariano because guys will look above him. You got Mitchie two bags. Nah. Jose Abreu finally hit a home run yesterday. He's 4,100 versus Hamels. He's worth a look. Ryan Healy at 4K. I'm just worried about the A's versus a knuckleballer. I know if Dickey's not knuckling and it's flattening out, he's going to be so just like the A's will be an amazing play. But if his knuckles knuckling, the A's are in trouble. So the A's are a sneaky GPP stack. I can get behind putting a few of them in your lineup just because the upside versus Dickey, but it's really, really risky. I just want to keep prefacing that. I love Healy. I love Healy almost every day. He's a good price, $4,000, first base, third base. Just really risky. Josh Bell of the Pirates, switch hitter versus Moore at 38. Don't mind him. Jesus Aguilar at 38. His price tag is coming up. He's facing Kohler. I didn't mention Thames because I got to see some more out of him. Upside's always there, but I got to see it. At the same price as Aguilar, you got Justin Bour, 3,800 versus Zach Davies. I love Bour. He had a decent game yesterday, nothing too crazy. Marlins don't have a team total yet, waiting for the total on the game. But lefty's 346 off Davies, righty's 316. Marlins are in play again today. Justin Bour at 38 has good value. Justin Smoke hits lefties really well if you feel like fading Chris Sale, which is usually a recipe for disaster, but I've mentioned he's been giving up home runs of late, kind of the Max Scherzer syndrome. So 3,700 for Smoke is worth that. Brandon Belt versus Chad Kuhl, who lefties destroy Mr. Kuhl. And the Giants have a 4.59 total, lefties 4.05, righties 2.90. Brandon Belt, I keep telling you guys, the Giants might stink, but Belt has been on fire. He had a double, a homer, four ribbies last night for 27 points. He's averaging 12.5 points his last 10 games. The guy is hitting the damn baseball. And quick, cool fact for you here. Not cool, Chad Kuhl. When it comes to Chad Kuhl, lefties have a 4.45 WOBA against him. I'll just let that stay there. 4.45. When you're talking Mike Napoli against the lefty Holland at 36, there's some power upside. Miggy Cabrera is only 36 versus Josh Tomlin. We loved him yesterday. We definitely love him today. If you're fading Berrios or you want a couple one-offs, Hosmer at 35 is in play as lefties can get the Berrios a tad. Mentioned Avila at 34 earlier. Kendrys Morales hits lefties well. He's 31. As you continue, Sam Travis might break the lineup against Liriano if he needs some value. He's been hot and cold. He's still averaging 6.4 points his last 10 games at 2,900 bucks. That's not bad. He hits lefties really well. That's what he's there for, his platoon. So Davis at 29 is a punt at the first base position as an option. Victor Martinez, who I usually don't like to recommend because I'd rather pay 34 for Miggy. But if you want to save money, he's coming off the DL with only a 0 and a 3-point game. It's his third game back. But he's a lefty versus Tomlin at 2,900 bucks. Matt Davidson, he is slumping. I get it. He's first base, third base eligible. He has tremendous power upside. He's still averaging almost 6 points his last 10 games, and he's down to 2,800 bucks. That is, if you're looking for punts at first or third, that is upside. As much as he's slumping, I get it. We know how fast he can run into one, and Hamels just hasn't been good. He hasn't. So, $2,800 for Davidson is sneaky value. Second base, third base eligible, Jose Ramirez at 53. Yes, he's in play. Scooter Gennett at 48. That price tag for Scooter is insane. He's earned it. He's hitting great, and I'd love to use him today against Butler. If he'll be super low to that tag, I'll just put that out there. He's a really good play, but that price tag's just stupid. Johnny VR at 46. He's a solid play. Price tag's kind of stupid with him too, but nice play. Kipnis at 44 versus Anibal. I like that a lot. Josh Harrison versus the lefty Matt Moore at 43 might be the top second base play price-wise on the slate without paying up for the stupid $4,800 for Scooter. And I love Jose Ramirez if you can afford him. But Harrison at 43, he's a grand cheaper than Ramirez. Great play there. Ian Happ at 42, not too shabby against Stevens. You got Brandon Phillips versus Cotton at 4K. Jonathan Scope versus Odo Rizzi at 3,900. That is in play as Odo Rizzi is a is a reverse splits guy. Lefty's 278, but righty's 335. The Orioles have some nice history against Odo Rizzi. A couple guys I'll mention a little later for you. Jed Lowry versus Dickey at 29. Dustin Pedroia's had decent history against Liriano. He's 3,800. Dozier at 37 is always value. Always value if you can get Dozier that cheap. I don't care if it's lefty or righty. A left-handed bat of Joe Panik against Kuhl at 36. Panik's not the biggest power guy in the world. But A, the stuff I mentioned about Kuhl yesterday, Panik 3 for 5, 2 runs at RBI, 17 points. He's gone 14 and 17, 2 of his last 4, averaging 8.6 points his last 10 games. Giants are swinging it lately, like a Giant stack versus Kuhl, because everyone's going to flock to Cubs, Reds, you know, Indians, Tigers. Giants are cheap, and they're going to be super low on, super low on. That's a GPP-type stack right there. Kinsler at 36 is insanely too cheap for Tomlin. That is just stupid. These Detroit prices, every one of them, pretty much say stupid. Rubio Dor at 31. Yolmer Sanchez at 31. I both like them against righty than a lefty, but they're in play. As you go down the list some more, Andrew Romine, if he cracks the lineup, he's second base outfield. He's only 2,900 versus Tomlin. God, just nuts. As you go down some more, you got the likes of, you know, Featherstone for Tampa Bay at 24. I'm not super excited about that, but it's a punt option. There, let's head over to the third base position, and we lead it off with our usual suspect, Jose Ramirez at 53. Travis Shaw versus Kohler at 52 is a really solid pay. The price tag is through the roof. We used to be getting Shaw at 3,800 a while back. Now his massive tear has just skyrocketed things. You got Beltre at 44 versus Hall, and that's a good play. Mentioned Josh Harrison, who I love. You got Evan Longoria at 42, Miggy Sano at 4K. Like them. Manny Machado's 3,900 versus Odor Rizzi. I know Machado's, you know, not the most consistent guy in the world right now. 7.5 points on average his last 10. He is 10 for 35 lifetime. It's 286 average, but 4 home runs versus Odor Rizzi. As you go down the list some more, Eugenio Suarez, $3,800 is in play. Josh Donaldson versus the lefty Sale at 37. Jose Reyes, 37 versus Hellboy, third base shortstop eligible. He's hitting 333 lifetime, 10 for 30 with a double and a home run off of Hellickson. The Todd Father double donged yesterday. It's $3,600 versus Hamels. He's swinging it well lately. Keep an eye on the Todd Father at that price tag of 36 hundo. Moustakas continues to crush the baseball. He's 3,500 if you're fading Berrios. He's worth a GPP play. As you go down some more, you got the likes of Freese at 3K versus Matt Moore. That has some upside there as lefties do, or Freese hits very well versus lefties. So 3K has some definite upside in that one. Derek Dietrich, 2,800 versus Davies as a punt option. Jay Nguyen Huang, I probably butchered that for the Giants. He's 27 versus Kuhl, but he's a righty, so keep that in mind. If Ryder Jones cracks the lineup, he got his first career hit last night. He has struggled in his 6 games since his call-up, but he's a left-handed bat versus Kuhl, and he's only $2,500, so keep him in mind in that matchup. As you go down some more, Ty Kelly's been swinging it well for Philly the last few games. He's third base outfield eligible. He had 5 points last night, 16 the night before, 4 the game before. but he's only $2,400. That's why I wanted to bring him up. He's super cheap with upside versus Wheeler, who struggled. And if Wheeler's out early, you get that Mets bullpen, which is garbage. So Kelly can be an interesting punt for you as well. Going over to shortstop, Andrus has been on fire this year. $4,900 versus Holland is in play. Lindor at $4,700 versus Sanchez, yep. Bogarts at $4,500 isn't bad. I wish he'd swing with some goddamn power. Yeah, Asdrubal Cabrera at $4,200 versus Hellickson is a really good play. Zach Cozart at $3,700. Javi Baez, $3,700. Jose Reyes, $3,700. All intriguing plays there. Orlando Arce at $3,500. Jordy Mercer at $3,400. Yeah, Jorge Polanco swinging it well for Minnesota. He's at $3,200. Freddie Galvis, he's usually batting second. He's only $3,200 versus Wheeler. Is not a bad lower-priced option. As you go down some more, Tulowitzki, I tell you guys, he keeps hitting the baseball. I know it's Chris Sale, so I'm not saying use him, but he's there at $3,000 if you need him. He's actually swinging really well of late. If you look at Tulo's game logs, he's averaging 7.1 points his last 10 games for Tulo. That's great. He has two 14-point games. Has two of his last four. That means he's gone yard in those games. So he's got upside. You got Tim Anderson versus the lefty at $2,900 for the White Sox. Not bad for value there. As you go down some more, Dansby Swanson versus Cotton at $2,700. There's upside there at a cheaper price tag. If you want to get real weird, nah, he's a lefty. He's not going to be in the lineup. As you go down some more, JT Riddle, our boy's only $2,300. He had a good game for us last night. When the punt pays off, he had 9 points at his price tag. It's worth it. $2,300 today against Davies, who struggles big time against lefties. So Riddle at 23 is in play yet again for us. Let's go to the outfield and wrap this up. Mookie Betts, 54 versus Liriano. Duvall continues to crush the baseball, guys. I love him. 5,100 tonight. Braun had the day off yesterday. He's back in play today at $5,000. Bruce at 49 versus Hellickson is definitely in play. Scooter Gennett, my God, price tag. Giancarlo Stanton at 47. Cespedes at 47, both in play. C-Dick, I'll go back to that. Well, he's 4,600 versus Bundy. McCutcheon's day-to-day. If he's in the lineup at 46, he's a great player. Kay with a Chris Davis at 46. Broxton at 46 are okay. Billy Hamilton at 45 I like a lot against Butler. He should be able to get on and steal. Michael Brantley at 45 and Chisenhall at 44, both in play versus Anibal. JD Martinez is only $4,300 versus Josh Tomlin. Yep, you know what to do there. Carlos Gonzalez versus the lefty Derek Holland at 42 has some definite homer upside. Don't mind Ian Happ. Cincy Chuno. Trey Mancini at 39 is okay. Aaron Ciarte at 39 is okay. Delino DeShields Jr., $3,800. He's right-handed. He should be in the lineup versus Holland today, so keep an eye on him. Aaron Altherr at 38 is not bad. Zimmer at 38 for the Tribe isn't bad. Justin Upton at $3,800 versus Tomlin. Yes, yes, yes. Steven Souza Jr., big three-run homer last night. He's 37. Bautista, 37 versus Sale. Denard Span hit a bomb last night. Had a big game. Leading off, left-handed bat versus Cool. He's 37 with Belt, both $3,700. You got Ozuna and Yelich, both 37. I like Yelich a lot versus the lefty. Ozuna's always in play. Schebler, 37 versus Butler is power upside. Switch hitting Melky Cabrera at 36. Swinging a good bat of late at 14 points for you last night. He's facing Hamels at 36. You got Malik Smith at 36. Polanco at 36. Bonifacio at 30. Trumbo went deep yesterday at 35. Keep an eye on him. If he heats up, he's worth it. As you go down some more, John Jay, if he's leading off again at 35, has upside. Max Kepler at 34. Lo Kane at 34. I like Kepler. At some point in the doubleheader, Kepler's going deep tonight, so you just pick your poison on that one. Seth Smith leading off for Baltimore at 33. Isn't bad. Robbie Grossman at 32 has some very nice upside. Guy gets on base. So what you're looking for. Adam Engel at 31. Nah, probably not today. Lefty. Steve Pierce versus a lefty at $3,000 if you're fading Sale. Odubel Herrera at $3,000 versus Wheeler has some nice upside the way Wheeler's been struggling. Joey Ricard went deep last night. He's 29. I wouldn't necessarily run there, but he's there. He's batting ninth. So you go down below $3,000. You got the likes of Brandon Moss, left-handed bat at 26, but he's really, really struggling. Austin Slater's 25 with some upside there against Cool. Even though he's a righty, he does really well versus righties. There's upside. As we keep going down the list, I missed my man. Where'd you go? I wanted to mention him today. I don't like him because the knuckle scares me, but there he is. Matt Olson's up to $2,700. So keep him in mind if you need a punt play. Power upside's there. You saw him took Fulte deep in the ninth. So Olson is in play. So recap, pitching, Chris Sale 13-5, Berrios 11-3 is your top tier. Middle tier, I go Cotton, Bundy, Wheeler down below, Dickey, and Holland. When you're looking at the bats, you flock straight to the Tigers. The price tag is just crazy against Tomlin. You're all over that. Cleveland versus Sanchez is definitely in play as well. Lefty's 340, righty's 385 versus Anibal. Brewcrew versus Kohler I like a lot. Lefty's made 353 off Kohler, righty's 326. Brewers definitely in play. Marlins versus Davies, lefty's 340. That's a game stack. Indians Tigers is a game stack. Brewers Marlins is a game stack. Cubs Reds are a game stack. There's that. That was easy for you, right? Just there's your sum up right there. Couple other guys you could look at. Right-handed bats for Baltimore, 335. Mitch Machado and Jones's history there. Tampa Bay versus Bundy, there's always power upside. Mets versus Hellickson, he limits hard contact, but lefties are hitting 321. Pirates versus Matt Moore, lefties are hitting 351, righties 318. Matt Moore is just a hot, steaming pile of garbage. Righties hitting 362 off Derek Holland for your Rangers if you're going there. And then Giants versus Cool, lefties 405, righties 290. That's a sneaky one that I definitely am looking into. That Giants stack, I know they struggle a lot, but could be extremely sneaky. But keep an eye on them. So, yeah, lots of good bats to target there. Let's get to your seven-game evening slate. Carlos Carrasco, 12,000 versus Detroit. I absolutely love. I will preface this. We know he gets hit around a lot. He even gave up 8 runs in his last start. We struck out 7 to at least get 0.1 points. But he's really, really good. Strikeout rate's insane. Prior to that blow-up, 33.3, 26.1 on the road. He's actually been much better on the road. 5.05 ERA at home in 7 starts, 8 road starts, 2.54 ERA. That's interesting. He's facing Detroit. Very nice pitcher's ballpark. Detroit does have really good history, BVP-wise, against Carrasco. So something to keep an eye on there. But it's a second game of a doubleheader. You might see a lot of some of the veterans sitting. Hopefully. Maybe not. Maybe Brad Ausmus runs them all out there both games. Very possible. But it's something to think about. He's a great play on a slate with more bad pitching. A little better than the first slate. But bad pitching overall. But 12,000 for Carrasco. Greinke 11-9 at home against Colorado. It's scary in that ballpark, no doubt. He has pitched okay at home to a 2.68 ERA compared to 3.57 on the road. Basically 17 or more points in 4 straight starts. He hasn't really gone off at late, but even at Colorado, 2 starts ago, 7 1/3, 9 hits, 4 earned, 7 Ks for 17.1. Like I said, pitching really well at home, going up against the Rockies, who strike out 22.1% of the time versus righties. Greinke, 28.7% K rate, 14% swinging strike rate, 47% ground ball. Hard contact has come up, which is a little scary. But Colorado, lowest total on the entire day, let alone the evening at 396. Lefties 302, righties 306. First, Greinke. So Greinke should be popular against the Rockies team that does struggle on the road with their bats. He's in play. I cannot pay 11.7 for Gio. We've been rolling with Gio. He just has such a low ceiling. I can't do it. Sorry, cannot do it. He'll probably have a good game. Maybe cash you can, but not in GPPs. Okay, here's a guy I have not had any love for all season, but his name is Rich Hill. He's $11,300. And I mentioned how the pitching's bad, so you have to really look at things. And one thing I did notice, he has five straight starts of 97 or more pitches. So he's getting to at least 100 pitches. Problem is, sometimes it only takes him 4 or 5 innings, which took him 4, but his last start he went 7. So we're playing the gamble game. He has 7 and 8 Ks in his last 2. He has basically 20 or more points in 3 of his last 4 starts. Those 3 were at home, sure. But he's at San Diego, which is a pitcher's ballpark, and he's facing a Padres team who strikes out 25% of the time versus lefties. He strikes out 24% of the batters he faces. The walks sort of killed his pitch count, almost a 15% walk rate. The hard contact is extremely low at 25.5%. That's something he's been able to do so well in his career. Padres, we're waiting on that team total. That's right, because Everton is coming in. But lefties, 286. Righties, 265. Padres have one of the worst WOBAs in all of baseball at 277 versus lefties. One of the worst weighted runs created plus in all of baseball. We saw what Wood did yesterday. We told you the risk there because of the, you know, going deep into games price, but he was striking out the world. Rich Hill, I hate the price tag. I hate even recommending him, but there is tremendous upside at 11,300 versus San Diego, and I will have a good amount of him. Because if you want to, everyone's going to be on Carrasco and Greinke, I have a feeling, in the high tier. Rich Hill is going to be your GPP low-owned play, I hope. And I'm going to have Carrasco, I'm going to have Greinke, but I'm going to have a lot of Rich Hill, and that sentence just hurt to say, but I will have a lot of Rich Hill. That upside is tremendous against San Diego. I will ride or die. My night will be over, or at least it's a late game, but it'll be over if Hill doesn't do well. But that's the gamble I will take in a GPP. When you go below that, you got Tyler Chatwood, 8K on the road at Arizona. He's only faced Colorado once this year. It was in Colorado. Seven innings, two hits, 105 Ks for 24.8. We know Coors Light's pretty similar, not the same. But on the roads, or at home, 6.4 ERA. On the road, 2.91. Averaging 18 DraftKings points per start. Sneaky play. Arizona strikes out a little over 22% of the time versus righties. Chatwood, 20% K rate. The walks are a bugaboo for him as well. Almost 13% walk rate, but a 57% ground ball. Almost a 28% hard contact rate, which is really, really good. Arizona is a great offense, especially against right-handed pitching. They have a 4-5-4 total. Lefties hit 329, righties 311 versus Chatwood. It's a risky play just because it's Arizona and all. But you saw what Gray did against them. He looks really, really good. Chatwood has that upside as well at 8,000. And then you go down below 7K. I got two options for you. Jordan Montgomery, it's always scary facing Houston, but Pineda did okay. And Montgomery's been really, really good. Great start his last time out. He has a home road splits are pretty much identical. He's a super guy at limiting the hard contact. Ground ball to fly ball is usually pretty darn good. Last start at Chicago, White Sox, 7 innings, 5 hits, 8 strikeouts. He has basically almost 20 or more points in 3 of his last 4. At worst, he's gone double digits in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 of his 10 starts have been at least 10 points or more. So, at worst, at $6,900, he's going to give you something to like. Not a bad play. We know Houston is a phenomenal offense against lefties and righties. They don't strike out a ton, 17.4% versus lefties. Montgomery strikes out almost 23%. Swinging strike rate over 13%. Mentioned the low hard contact. Blah, 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 blah. They have a team total of 493. Lefties, 286. Righties, only 301. Montgomery's a sneaky play. If he's not walking guys, he could be in for an interesting evening, and he's only $6,900. The other punt I will be using is Jason Hamill at 68 for the Royals. Hamill's last 30 days, he's been really, really good. Five straight starts of basically 19 or more points. You want to go 6 of 7 of 17 or more. He's been really sneaky good of late. He's facing a Minnesota team in game 2. It could have an interesting lineup. Keep an eye on that. And just a lot to like about Hamill tonight against Minnesota. So keep an eye on that one is your punt play. So I got Carrasco, Greinke, Hill up top, and then Chatwood, Montgomery, Hamill down below. It's not pretty. Not pretty at all. Let's look at the bats. Catcher Sanchez at 51 versus Martez is not bad. Avila versus Carrasco at 41. See, this is where they thought it would be someone else. So the price tag is going to be higher against Carrasco now. He's 41, so he'll be GPP relevant if he's in the lineup because no one's going to use him. Evan Gattis versus the lefty Montgomery at 39 is a sneaky play. Salvador Perez, $3,700 against Jorge. I have no idea who Jorge is. Let me give you a quick rundown here. Felix Jorge is making the spot start for Kansas City, getting the call up. He had a 2.54 ERA, 32 Ks, and 6 walks and 6 starts in Double A. He's coming up from Double A. So keep an eye on that one. He is a right-handed pitcher. Salvi Perez at $3,700. Yadier Molina versus the lefty Gio Gonzalez at 36 is a very, very intriguing play. the Mariners, as one of the last games of the night, people forget about the West Coast. They're facing Ricky Nolasco, and Nolasco burned us last time out when we faded him. We're fading him again tonight. Seattle as a whole has really good numbers against Nolasco. Nolasco's one of the only pitchers in baseball to let me find this stat for you real quick. It's pretty impressive. Ricky Nolasco. Multiple home runs in 10 starts this season. No other pitcher has done it more than 7 times. He gives up a lot of hard contacts to righties and lefties. Zunino went deep last night at 36. He's intriguing again tonight. You got Wieters versus Waka at 34. Lefties have been pretty darn solid, I believe, against Waka. As you look at this real quick, the Natitudes, where you at? You can't have that low a team. They do. Wow, 4-4-1 total is one of the lower ones on the slate versus Waka. Lefties 329, righties 350. Austin Barnes, hope he cracks the lineup again tonight. Lefty Overton on the mound for San Diego. Barnes, $3,200. We're not looking at double dongs all the time, but man, 38 points last night, a granny and a 3-run homer. If he's in the lineup, he might not homer at all, which I'm fine with, but he's a really good play. He's swinging a good stick. He's $3,200 versus Overton. He'll be chalky as hell if he's in the lineup, but I love him. Love him, love him, love him. Martin Maldonado at 3K. Castro at 3K is not bad if you're not using Hamill. As you go down some more, you look at like Austin Hedges versus Hill if you're fading Hill at 28. You have the likes of, Tony Walters at 25 versus Granke if you want to punt something. Other than that, catchers is pretty bleak. You're going to have to kind of pay up tonight, it looks like. Let's head over to first base. At the first base position, we have Cody Bellinger at 5,600, Goldie at 55, Encarnacion at 5K. Cleveland versus Zimmerman is a great play. Zimmerman gets smoked a lot, and especially versus right-handed bats. Get your Cleveland players. Zimmerman for the Nationals against Waka at 49, Will Myers 44, Reynolds 43. Matty Carpenter at 42 is intriguing. He has lefties actually pretty well. Avila at 41, Miguel Cabrera at 41 are in play. As you go down some more, like Carlos Santana, if you want some value with Cleveland at 39 versus him. You got Hosmer at 39 versus Jorge. I don't mind that at all. That's an intriguing play. A good price tag. If Adam Lind cracks the lineup, 37 versus Waka's got some value to it. As you go down some more, man, first base is actually pretty weak tonight for once. Albert Pujols with some upside at 3,200 if you want to go a little cheaper. Luis Valbuena, first base, third base eligible versus Gavaglio at 27. I can get behind that as some value. Anaheim's at a 4.62 total. Lefty's 299, righty's 357. So Valbuena's a lefty, which sucks, but he still has a lot of value. So first base, yeah, not the best. You might have to pay up tonight. Going over to second base, got Altuve at 53 versus a lefty. Jose Ramirez, 5,200 versus Zimmerman. God, those are both great plays. Murphy at 5K versus Waka is great. Cano at 5K versus Nolasco is outstanding. It's good to see DK paying attention to Seattle and their success versus Nolasco and Nolasco's crap ability because that price tags are high. Kipnis, 45. Chris Taylor, 43 versus a lefty is definitely in play. Kinsler at 42 versus Carrasco. DeJong versus the lefty. Gio Gonzalez at $3,900. Ding, ding, DeJong. Yes, I said that. We should make a t-shirt of that shit. Paul DeJong at $3,900. That power upside went deep again yesterday for the sixth time this year. I've mentioned him over and over since his call-up. That's the good price tag at 39. You got Kiki Hernandez versus the lefty Overton. He'll be in the lineup, second base outfield. He was batting like second last night, which is great. It's $3,800. Playing pretty well overall this year. Had 7 points last night. Not a bad play at $3,800 with Kiki. Dozier at 37. Don't mind him any day. Lefty or righty is really good. Prefer lefty, obviously. Whit Merrifield, 36 versus Jorge for some value. Jose Perella at 34. If you're fading, you got Logan Forsythe at 32. He's been sucking, but he hits lefties really well. So this is the time to use him if you're going to use him. See if Wilmer Defoe cracks the lineup. Second base shortstop at 28. It was JD Drew last night. Not JD Drew. My God, Steven Drew. That was a blast from the past. Cleveland's Michael Martinez. He's second base, third base eligible if he cracks the lineup, which he shouldn't. He's $2,400, but I don't even think he's with the big team anymore. I just don't know why that name rings a bell, but I honestly don't think Michael's even there anymore. Third base, Jose Ramirez at 52. Yes, Jake Lamb at home versus righty at 51. Even though I like Chatwood, there is tremendous upside there with Mr. Lamb. Rendon at 48 on fire. Justin Turner crushing lefties this year, crushing them. It's not a righty-only guy now. It's an everybody guy. He's averaging almost 13 points his last 10 games. He had 28 points last night with a home run. He's definitely in play today against Overton. Yes. Nolan Arenado at 46 is not bad. Jericho at 42 versus Gio Gonzalez is a really good play. Kyle Seager at 42 versus Nolasco is a really good play. Moustakas versus Jorge at 42. All really good plays. I'd probably go Moustakas, Seager, Jericho, but all have home run upside. All of them. I could sprinkle all of them and like all $4,200 guys right there. Miggy Sano versus Hamill, I like the least out of the four, but he can go home deep off of anybody, so you never know. You got Chase Headley at 3,800 versus Martez if you want to be contrarian. Castellanos, 3,500 versus Carrasco. Eduardo Escobar, 3,400, third base shortstop eligible versus Hamill. He was cleanup hitter yesterday. There's J.D. Drew, third base shortstop at 3,200 versus Waka. Lower priced option there. Mentioned Forsyth. Louis Valbuena, mentioned him. That's all you got at third. Let's head over to the shortstop position with our usual suspect up top. Carlos Correa at $5,500 versus Montgomery. Yep. Corey Seager at 54. Gene Segura at 47. Love me some Gene Segura. Chris Owings double donged yesterday. He's outfield shortstop eligible at 46 versus Chatwood. Lindor's only 45 versus Zimmerman, which is nice. You got Anderson Simmons versus a bad pitcher in Gavaglio at 42. Man, a sneaky stack could be like a Seattle-Anaheim game stack, or just Anaheim in general will be low-owned because everyone will be flocking elsewhere, but that's intriguing. Didi Gregorius at 42 versus Martez is in play. I let him know. No. Eduardo Escobar, mentioned him at 34. Steven Drew at 32. Jorge Polanco at 32 versus Hamill has upside. Ketel Marte at 3,100. He hasn't really got it going, but he tore it up in AAA. So the upside is there for the value at 3,100. Ronald Torres, third base shortstop at 3K. If you're going to really punt something, I can understand it. Tyler Wade at 27 is an okay punt as well. Don't mind that at 27 versus Martez. He should crack the lineup there. As we go to the outfield, can you guess who's on top? Yep. Aaron Judge, 5,700. Bryce Harper, 56. Bellinger, 56. Springer, 55. Those are all Captain Obvious plays there. J.D. Martinez at 48 versus Carrasco. Nelson Cruz, $4,700. It's Nelly's birthday. It's Canada Day, which I didn't mention with Toronto. I forgot. Happy Canada Day. Like your 150th. Congratulations. But Nelly Cruz, it's his birthday. And I saw this tweet lingering around last night. It's pretty interesting. If you believe in the, you know, special day things, which tend to happen. He has seven straight birthday games with, he has hits in seven straight birthday games. Three of them are multi-hit games, and he has three home runs. He has an OPS on base plus slugging of 1.179 on his birthday. And he's facing Ricky Nolasco, who's garbage. So Nelly Cruz at 47, if you believe in narratives, it's very interesting. Josh Reddick at 46. I mentioned Chris Owings. Brantley at 45. Michael A. Taylor at 45. Him and our boy Goodwin are at the top of the order now. Not bad there. Gardy went granny last night. We wanted him on Thursday, though. He's 45 versus Martez. Interesting play there. Jay Up, 44. Ben Gamble at 44 I like a lot because people won't use him as much because of look at Cruz and the rest of the guys. Charlie Blackman, 44. Told you liked Robbie Ray. Think he did well last night. Chisenhall, 43, is definitely in play. Tommy Pham, he's slumping, but he crushes left-handed pitching. He's $4,300. Chris Taylor, 43. Steven Piscotty hits lefties really well at 42. So it's funny seeing how expensive St. Louis's bats are and how expensive Gio Gonzalez is. Just goes to show you that the pricing's a little goofy. Cameron Maybin, 42 versus Gavaglio, and Mitch Haniger, 42, are both intriguing plays, both lower-owned. You got Grichik at 4K versus Gio, which is outstanding. He will crush left-handed pitching. Goodwin leading off for bat second. It'll vice versa. But he's a lefty versus Walker at 4K. Don't mind that at all. Eddie Rosario and his power upside at 4K versus Hamill is in play. Jorge Bonifacio at 4K is intriguing. Cole Calhoun at 3,900 is intriguing. Hunter Renfroe versus the lefty Hill at 39. You got that power upside. Yasiel Puig has been raking, especially against lefties. He's $3,900. I like that a lot. Lil Kane at 39. I mentioned Kiki at 38. Got switch hitting Beltran at 37 versus Montgomery. Isn't bad. Gregor Blanco likely leading off against Chatwood at 36. Manny Margot, right-handed bat, 3,600 versus Hill. And as we continue to slide down, you got, let's see. Remember Max Kepler at 34 and Robbie Grossman at 34, both really cheap price tags versus Hamill if you're not pitching him with some upside. I like them. Jose Martinez, my boy from St. Louis, first base outfield eligible, $3,200, lots of power, facing the lefty Gonzalez. Jose Martinez is definitely in play. I'm telling you, St. Louis, as inconsistent as their offense is, and Gio's been pitching so well, he has been tightrope walking like crazy. That price tag with Gio makes me want to fade him so bad. It's a combination of his price tag and the Cardinals are actually priced normal to high, which makes me really intrigued by that one. Yeah, Mariznick at 31 versus Montgomery as a value play with some power upside, big time power upside there. Jorge Soler is only $3,000 if you want to roll the dice there against Jorge of Minnesota. You go down some more towards the bottom here, it obviously gets bleak. Very bleak. Very, very bleak. I haven't found anybody worth even telling you about yet. Yeah, there is nobody I want to even use. I won't go below 3K. So there you go. 10-game early, 7-game late. Your 7-game pitchers, Carrasco, Greinke, Hill up top, Chatwood, Montgomery, Hamill down below. When you're stacking tonight, you got the Indians versus Zimmerman. It's definitely in play. Detroit versus Carrasco can be sneaky. I'll get to that in a second. Kansas City versus Jorge, definitely intriguing. If you want to go Minnesota versus Hamill, you can. He's actually pitched really well of late, but I get it. Totally get it. Astros versus Jordan Montgomery. Montgomery's a really limiting the hard contact, but it is the Astros, so do what you wish there. As you go on some more, like Angels versus Gavaglio, lefties 299, righties 357. That's intriguing. Cardinals versus Gio, they have a 459 total. Lefties 257, but righties 327. A lot of power righties in that Cardinals lineup. You got D-backs versus Chatwood. It's not bad if you want to fade Chatwood. Nationals versus Waka, only a 441 total. It's one of the lower ones on the day or on the evening. And lefties 329, righties 350. Mariners versus Nolasco is one of the lowest ones on the evening, but 438 total. Lefties 326, righties 345. I'm not letting that total scare me at all. Remember, lots of high totals on the day as a whole. I want to give you some of the BVP guys before we get out of here. I'm not a huge BVP guy, but if something stands out, it stands out. I want usually at least 20 at-bats because some guys will give you lowers. Like there's some guys 6 for 14. It's not bad, but 14 at-bats. What do you really know out of that? Like you got Melky's 8 for 20 with a double and a homer off Cole Hamels. 20 at-bats still isn't a ton, but it's not bad. The Todd Father's gone deep on him also. If you go down some more, you got the likes of, like I mentioned, Manny Machado, 10 for 35 with four homers. Adam Jones, 13 for 37, so 351 average with two homers off of Jake Odorizzi. Some things to like in Baltimore in that one. Like Longo, small sample versus Bundy, but an 11 at-bats. He has four hits, two of those are homers. So very small sample, though. You go down some more, you got the likes of the Mets versus Hellickson. Small sample, but Duda's 5 for 11 with three doubles and a homer. Suspedes has three homers and 16 at-bats off Hellickson. As Drubal Cabrera's 8 for 20 with a double and a homer. And yeah, Jose Reyes 10 for 30 with a double and a homer. All those guys are intriguing plays there. I want to mention Tigers versus Carrasco. Okay, some of these are small samples, but just listen it out. JD Martinez 7 for 19 with two doubles, two homers for 368 average. Alex Avila 5 for 17 with a double and a homer at 294 average. Miggy Cabrera, 11 for 37, a double and a homer at 297 average. Those are all pretty darn intriguing. As you slide down a little more, you got Yadier, 6 for 18 against Gio with three doubles, 333 clip. You got Nelly Cruz. Okay, the Mariners versus Nolasco. Now, Ben Gamble's extremely small. It's 2 for 3, but they're both doubles. You got Robbie Cano 7 for 17 with a double and three homers for a 412 clip. You got Nolasco 7 for 21 with a double, three homers for a 333. Zunino's 4 for 10 with a homer and a double. Segura's 5 for 15 with a homer. Valencia's taking him deep. There's a lot as a team hitting .312 with nine homers off of Nolasco. Something to think about with that one. Jake Lamb's taking Chatwood deep twice. Chris Owings 6-for-15 with three doubles. Small samples though. The Rockies versus Greinke. You got Story 7-for-18 with three homers, .389 clip. He has hit him really well. It's crazy how he's hit Greinke really well. Mark Reynolds 7-for-30. It's a .233 average, but four homers. Nolan Arenado's hitting .268. He's 11-for-41, but five doubles. So the extra base hits are there. Blackman 12-for-43, .279 average with four doubles. LeMahieu 12-for-42, .286 average, two doubles and a homer. So no one's really hitting over 300 except Story, but there's a lot of guys with lots of extra base hits against Greinke. So a ton to like. I know I went long, but hell, 10 games early, 7 games, like 17 games. We haven't done 17 games all season. So thanks for listening. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Check out the Real Josh G's NASCAR preview of the Coke Zero 400 at Daytona. It goes tonight, Saturday night, not Sunday. It's Saturday night. So get ready for it. Get cracking. That stuff's been great info. But more importantly, good luck today on your Saturday slate, loaded Saturday slate. And I will catch you guys on Monday.
Attention GURBS shoppers. This flu season, why make an extra stop when a world of care is right in store? Get your free flu vaccine from a licensed pharmacist at our award-winning pharmacy. Let our family protect your family with a free flu shot. It's all here. GURBS, a world of care is in store. Flu vaccines are covered by most insurance plans and are free to the recipient. Check with your plan. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. Visit the pharmacy or site for details.